What's going on, smokers? You know it's Thursday. You know what time it is. Time to smoke something over. So, it's interesting because I was listening to one of my favorite female YouTubers, gorgeous young lady by the name of Love Jones. I should check out her YouTube channel. I think it's Love Jones. And I see that she's one of those ladies that you might just say she's a red pill female. You know, women empowerment, all that good stuff. Nothing wrong with it. I feel women should be empowered. All time. And one video that I watched, she talked about when men ask, what do a woman bring to the table? And she said, coochie. Now, it's funny because women always say to us and want and relay what they want us to bring to the table. But me, myself, I never asked a woman what she brought to the table. Actually, I feel that you should be able to see it without even asking. That's just me. As a man, why would I ask her what she brings to the table? I should be able to see what she brings to the table. I see that she has a nice job. She has a car. If we had sex, good puss, whatever. Certain things should be left unsaid. But what's interesting about this is that a lot of females and women sometimes make very dumb decisions on dick when it comes to dick. And one of the things that I feel that a woman should bring to the table is intelligence and discernment. I'm not worried about money or anything like that because she's smart enough to know to get herself out of a tough position and wise enough to know not to put herself in a bad position. A lot of times females, they do put themselves in a tough position and guess who's to blame? The man. When it's actually them. So, my thing when it comes to what a woman should bring to the table should be dependent upon what the man is looking for. And like I said, I shouldn't even have to ask that question. I get females, y'all have to, because we fake the funk a lot of times. But for us, we shouldn't have to. And two, if all you bring to the table is good pussy, you ain't bringing much. So, with that being said, welcome to the Smoker's Lounge. You know who I am? I'm Kevin Officer Southern Champ, a.k.a. The Porn Rap Star. Find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Two sponsors. First one being the Hot Dope Magazine, the Game Racism Magazine.com. Next up, award-winning, award-nominated, voiceover with smut, award-nominated virtual reality side of their website. I'm talking about blushrocker.com. Also, don't forget to get extra content from me. There's two ways you got to do it. The first way is here on Spotify with my Savage Smoke episodes. These are special episodes, which is for subscribers only here on Spotify, where I talk to the top male talents in the business, and we really give you that smoke. And the other way is the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. I'm talking about 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. It gets more candy, it gets more wilder, it gets more crazier. Tits come out, diddles come out. You don't know what might come out, but what definitely going to come out is the real about the industry, as well as some hot takes about what's going, the goings on in the world, from sexuality to pop culture to what have you. That's right. I'm talking about none other than the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. Also, check me out every morning, 5 days out of the week, on FullSwatRadio.com. Also, check me out on SkyhawAppleTalkDV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Welcome to the Smoke This Over episode. And there's a lot that been intriguing that been happening. And first of all, I enjoyed listening to the new Cardi B. It's Cardi. She came hard with this track. It's on point. It's fire. I loved it. I also heard that. I also saw that Sexy Red dropped a new track. And happened to saw her Rolling Loud performance. Look, It was trash, okay? For all you Sexy Red fans, no disrespect. She's a beautiful woman. She's fat as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I found it crazy that she had a MAGA hat where it said Make America Sexy Again. But nonetheless, it was actually a garbage performance. All she did was walk around, rap, twerk here and there. And the dancers did all the work. And y'all motherfuckers need to know how to perform. That's just me. No disrespect. But Cardi and them dropped just in time for spring break. I'm curious to hear what the Cardi album going to be. The two tracks that have dropped have been pretty decent. One I didn't like too tough. This one I liked way better. You know, and everything. And we about to see because you got it. Let's just keep on. It been some heat. Oh, and we forgot that Megan Stallion still coming with her shit at some point. So, this summer going to be interesting because you got, I'm pretty sure Cardi going to do a tour. I'm pretty sure Meg is going to have her tour. She already announced her shit. So, you're going to have the girls going at it with the tours. So, be ready for that. Speaking about females that allow dick to fuck up shit, I never talked about Fannie Willis and what's going down in Georgia with the Trump trial and everything. And I find this her situation interesting. That only reason why they even know about it because it was mentioned in a divorce proceeding. And of course, for some of you people that don't know, and about to give you the spoiler alert today because they didn't already announce what's going to happen. Fannie Willis, after being hired, I guess hired the DA, was fucking the DA. Which is now a lot of people say, well, why is this? Because why was this a problem? Because it ain't like she was fucking somebody that was on the defense side. No, it's a conflict of interest because it's still workplace morality situation. You're practically fucking your boss. Because Fannie is the prosecutor, but he's the DA. Meaning elected, what have you. They're not supposed to be doing that. And they've been they were supposedly using funds from the office to fund that little fiasco. And it was just funny to see how irritated she was because I can see why she agitated because she was like, what this got to do with the trial and the trial with Trump? Of course, Trump was going to bring this up because they're going to be like, well, she's being biased because of whatever reason it is because she was fucking the DA. So she gave Trump the smoking gun. Now, the end result ended was that the DA had to resign. He had to leave in order for Fannie Willis to continue the case. So the case is still going to go on. And also they did dismiss some things which some tell me had more to do with what happened with them having sex than anything else. But I could be wrong. What I know about the law. But the point being is, she jeopardized the case for a fling. And she should know better. This is Trump. He's going to do everything in his power to try to upend this case. Now, guess what? The case is tainted. Not just by Trump, but by her as well, because the jury pool is going to have an unfavorable look at her because you want to know why? Because she is a hussy. She's a homewrecker. All these people are going to look at this. Which in turn gives Trump and them there a way to come at her. To delay the trial even more. And understand this one. This trial is major. Because we're talking about him being found guilty of rigging the election which in turn might end up making him ineligible to run. And yes, he's running again against Biden. Were y'all surprised? But that's the point. The arrogance of this woman and this man to think that they won't gonna get found out. Y'all about to handle the trial of the century, and you don't think that these fuckers isn't gonna do background checks? But once again, because the dick was so good, Miss Willis thought with her pussy instead of the business. And once again, all because he got divorced. And she brought up the fact that part of the reason why they got divorced because he was fucking fatty. Once you think about that for a second, smoke that over. That's why I tell guys, you got to, when you're in a high power position like that, you got to be very mindful of how you do things. You got to be, you got to be understanding that there's sacrifices that you can't take, meaning that I can't fucking sit there and fuck the secretary. I can't sit here and do this. I can't sit here and do that. It's like in the porn industry. Because of our business has to be clean, we have to be mindful of how we move personally. See, Fannie Willis and this dude was idiots. They moved reckless. And they got caught up, and it damn near almost cost them the case if it hasn't. See, porn ain't the only profession that you got to be careful about your personal sex life. So, of course, moving on from there, Kanye Vultures, I haven't listened to the whole thing. It's alright. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but hey, it's Kanye. I saw he was bragging about being number one. And I said this in a comment. I said, that's like saying I'm the nicest guy in prison. You're supposed to be number one, Kanye. Every time you drop, you go number one. So, of course, he sends shots to everybody. Been cussing out everybody, including Kai Cenat. Because Kai Cenat, he felt was making fun of his clothing line. But he going to send Kai Cenat a pair of pants that was 10 sizes too large for the damn young cat. Called out Drake because Lil Durk is on the Drake tour. See, Kanye is the king of knowing how to go viral and how to get y'all attention. All you got to do is rant and say something stupid. And it works. We fall for it every time. But see, what I do like is that he's about to put his shit on his only website and people can buy it directly. So we ain't got to worry about streaming. He ain't worried about putting it on a streaming service. See, Kanye is forward thinking. Actually, he's backwards thinking because that's what they used to do back in the day anyway. See, I keep saying this. Porn is the vehicle and the blueprint for these artists to make money. Instead of you dropping, especially you become independent, why put it on the platform? For what? Streaming money, whatever. I get that. You kind of got to nowadays. But have the project to where people can actually buy the shit. Maybe even buy a CD. Do we even use CD players anymore? Be able to download it and all that good stuff. See, the problem is that a lot of you fuckers are scared to take your power back. That's one thing porn has been able to allow content creators to do. Take their power back. To a certain extent. And it's crazy as hell because Kanye was still talking shit about Adidas and all this. And it goes back to my point. If you own your shit, you have nothing to worry about. You own the design. You didn't own the company. You got to own both. See, Kanye, you figured it out with the music. If I put the music on my site to where people buy directly, I make the most money. I don't have to worry about the label grabbing my shit. Same thing with your clothing line. Same thing with your shoes. See, the bigger picture is, yeah, I get Kanye to say some crazy shit, but the bigger picture is, if you don't own the company, you own nothing. If you don't own the people that sell the shoe, you own nothing. You're just a glorified salesperson. That's it. And that's where the problem lies. It's about ownership. God bless the child that has his own. Now, I also saw that Lisa Tisa is possibly going to have a biopic or TV series made after her story. Funny how you can, you know what's beautiful about her? That she's able to profit off of her pain. Nobody else but her. And Legion is about to be immortalized in a damn movie. But here's the funny part. Y'all just netted Legion more pussy. Because more female, because you know what's funny? Women, y'all love a challenge. Y'all see a bad boy, you see how dangerous he is, and y'all more drawn to him. Y'all want him more. Y'all want to fuck him more. Y'all want to see him more. See, once again, what good dick can do. So I'm glad that I reached a teaser on that end of it. So I'm trying to figure everything I'm trying to hit. Trying to see what else we got to hit. Oh, and let me not forget to mention Kinky Candle Company. That's right. The candle, they have the candle for everything and all your freaking needs. Excuse me. That's right. For wax play, they got 9-scented candles that you can use. And if you want to set the mood with the right smell, they got that for you too. They're not expensive, and they're great to have, and even a great gift for your wife or the woman in your life. So, the link is in the description. Go to Kinky Candle Company. It's on Etsy. And get yourself a candle today. Burn one for the smokers. Alright, now we're back. Getting myself together here and everything. And trying to scroll because there's just so much shit that's been going up that I've been trying to catch up with. So, I know the main thing we can talk about what's going on in Texas. Texas, well, Pornhub has now banned Texas from viewing Pornhub. The reason why, because of this verification law that has now been passed in a couple of states. Some of y'all don't know what that is. In order for you to view Pornhub, in particular Pornhub, you have to show your ID. Now, for some of you people, you could certainly y'all say, well, it helps protect children from, it helps protect children from getting on the site. Okay. Now, here's the other part. Help children to get on the site. Because that's the main thing. We're worried about the children seeing porn, seeing actual sex, instead of parents actually having that conversation with their kids. But I digress. The problem with this, and the biggest issue with this, is you asking people to show their ID, which means you're able to track them. Let's not even forget advertisers. You don't think the government don't ain't don't mind selling, make a little extra money by selling information. Or a company that you have to go through in order to give that ID. Guess what? I can sell the information. Now, as people say, well, why target Pornhub? Why not OnlyFans? Why not this? Well, because this is a test run. This is a test run. They want to see how this works. Then eventually they're going to do OnlyFans. Then they're going to do the other sites. But the main reason why they did Pornhub, because it's called Pornhub. OnlyFans is OnlyFans. Hell, some of the senators got OnlyFans. Some of these senators got OnlyFans. Believe it or not. OnlyFans. Pornhub was targeted because it's called Pornhub. Because before OnlyFans, it was the number one porn tube site. And to them, it is the pinnacle of sex work. So if we're able to restrict this, what else can we restrict? It's just the tip of the iceberg. The other sites are coming. Plus, like I said before, think about it. Pornhub had a documentary about it. Before OnlyFans popped off, it was Pornhub. They weren't going to do mini vids. They weren't going to do loyal fans. No. Pornhub is the first tester. Why? Because it is the industry's top tube site. Now, Pornhub said, okay, fine. Since you want to do that, Texas, can't no one watch this shit. Guess what spiked? Sales of VPNs. See, what the government's going to do is push porn to go back to its roots, where it's going to be on the black web, more undergroundish. We already getting restrictions on what we can, how can I put this? We already getting restrictions now on what type of content that you can put on the sites and all that good stuff with these clip sites. Yeah, I keep telling everybody the streaming and the dot-coms is about to become very, very apparent. Because once again, what they're not fucking with is the dot-coms, the personal websites. But trust and believe, with this Pornhub situation, yeah, it's just a test run. See, we ain't got nobody in Congress that go to advocate for porn. Let's keep it one. We just ain't. Majority of the issue is morality. And also part of it is access because of the cell phones and how easy for these kids to get to it. So they want to do everything else but the most important thing, be fucking parents. I still say to this day, well, why the hell a kid need a cell phone? Why does a kid even need a fucking TikTok account? I digress. But there's going to be a lot of laws that's going to come down the pipe. They're going to fuck with porn. Let me tell you how crazy it is. They're not even worried about escorting anymore. They're more worried about the online than escorts. Think about it. You can't be prosecuted for soliciting sex in Manhattan. The efforts that they used to put into shutting down escorting has now dwindled. Now, yes, are they still looking for sex traffickers? Of course. But they're not worried about the girls that choose to do this. They're grown-ass women. They're doing this for a living. No, they want to make sure that the internet, and you know another reason? Low key. See, Pornhub makes the U.S. base content creators do a W-9 But do you really think Pornhub really pay taxes to the government? Just smoke that over. See, I try to tell people, you got to look at the tea leaves, man. The tea leaves. See, I plan to do a little dark, smoke this over. I do one smoke this over dark episode a month, maybe two. I'm going to do a deep dive into the devaluing of the porn star, the porn business. And trust me, it was a systematic thing with the government. Actually, it started by the actual top porn companies, but I digress. Why don't you think about that for a minute? See, I try to explain to people is that everything happens for a fucking reason. Everything. There's no coincidences in this world. Not by any means. Not coincidence. It's the same two motherfuckers running for the presidency. We always talk about the government and everything else, but we really ain't paying attention. Not at all. So I know there's something I'm missing. Excuse me for a second. Like I said, my Thursdays, I just be looking. So, just been an interesting week. Got a lot of good things coming y'all way, interviews and everything. My man AZ Pornstar, shouts out to him and his start his male talent consultation. A lot of people talking about helping these next group of content creators learn the business. No, period. Oh, Bishop Whitehead, that's right. I forgot to mention that. Bishop, Mr. Bishop Whitehead, you bad boy, he went to jail. This is all I'm going to say about that. You know, it's funny because, like I said, it proves my point. It's amazing he even had a flock. So now he's going to jail. He even tried to sue some people before he on his way in. So, but got a little bit more time. What I want to really dig into today? What I want to dig into? Well, we always talk about relationships with men and women. And lately, one of the things that have been popping up on the podcast has been the poly, the swinging, and whatever. You know, we always talk about polyamorous, polyamore, swinging, you know, all that shit. New terms come up. I just found out about nesting partner, anchor partner, and all these things. Now, so like I said, you know, I listen to the different sides, the female, the red pill side with the females. And it's like, when you listen to the men and the women, the YouTubers, it feels like women don't like men and men don't like women. Because even when I live with the Love Jones, you know, she was like, suck it, evil succubus men that suck your energy. And it's like, it makes me wonder, is it, when these people talk, is it the women and men that you're dating that you're judging this off of? Or is they just saying this shit because they know it's going to drive the algorithm and get attention and everything else? Because to me, it just feels like men and women are saying the same shit. It's just different sides of it. And I always say this, if you notice, it's always women don't have a man that has the most to say. And the men that don't have a woman have the most to say. The reason why, because they don't have nobody at home, and when they walk through that door, what the fuck did you just say today? But see, the thing about it is, the problem is that men on the women's side, in my opinion, women don't want to take into account that you're not meant to have certain type men. Men must take into account that you're not supposed to have a certain type of women. It's called fitting. See, there was this chick, they were talking about this chick named Joy or something. She posed as being baby mama to Bow Wow as well as Future, and then now she landed another baby daddy. And of course, Cameron was saying, I don't understand why you would want to knock off somebody else's work or what have you. Hey, say this, every female you fuck is somebody else's work. And two on the other end, I keep saying this, certain females, when they're in certain rooms, they attract certain dudes. They can't help what they attract. Some of them dudes didn't give a fuck that, it like this. A real man don't give a fuck that she fuck Future. Or she got a baby by him. And good. I ain't got to worry about child support with you. I ain't got to worry about taking care of the kid for so much. Kid is covered. It's beautiful. Now, how I'm bringing it now, and I brought this up to back to my point. She looked at it as, I'm not going to get a dude my age. Because these niggas my age don't want me. These niggas my age, they even want younger or they want a dummy bitch. Or they just ain't checking for you. Or she don't want them. She had options. Like I said, she can't help that she got pregnant by three different motherfucking celebrities. She's in the celebrity circle. It's no different than you got a girl that, they say, got pregnant by three of the top drug dealers in Durham. She's in the hood. She in the streets. What did you think was going to happen? I'm not saying we can sit and say, well, it looked kind of treacherous or fucked up that she do this. How is it fucked up? She can't help that she fucked three celebrities. She was attracted to him. See, like I said, with women in this day and age, like I said, them realizing, like for example, with the Dre and Michelle shit, I'm going to bring that up real quick, then I'm going to bring it all the way around. It seemed like as soon as dude pregnated her, the young nigga, it seemed like everybody mama got Dre and Michelle story. Everybody want to say that I fucked her. So then you got the Joy girl. Cameron said, well, I don't know why the hell I want to fuck. Yeah, so you can say you fucked her. Because some motherfuckers want that notch on their belt. They want to say they had it. And they fucked better. Their dick was bigger. A one up. Some niggas just that confident. Like, shit, I ain't worried about the last nigga. I'm here now. Fuck him. Insecure nigga worried about the last nigga. But I digress. Now, I know y'all saying, you're going off on too many tangents, Mr. Lucas. I bring it back to where you started with the men and the women, right? What it comes down to is People want a fantasy, but cannot handle reality. The fantasy is, yeah, I'm a boss chick, and I'm supposed to have a baller. I'm supposed to have this. Supposed to have the man that has a six-figure. For men, oh, we're supposed to have a bad bitch. We're supposed to have the car. We're supposed to have this. But reality is, maybe that just ain't true. See, some people, that's why I said, y'all listen to the bullhorn motherfuckers. The motherfuckers is on the YouTube, the TikTok, and everybody else. Do you really, it's kind of like y'all walking around with masks in a virtual reality world, and you walking around in the real world not seeing where you're going. Because y'all listening to these crazy motherfuckers. See, the issue is, when it comes down to it, is both people want to be secure that their mate has their back and loves them. Because all y'all females are saying is that you want a motherfucker to have your back. You want him to have money to send you a $100, which means he got money to send you a $100. That means he's paying the bill. It was funny, Fire Love Jones. I know I talk about her a lot, but she's fun. I would love to have a conversation with her. She's fun. She's fun. I ain't gonna front. She was like, nah, it ain't no 50-50. He got to pay the rent. Okay, cool. I pay the rent, but shit, you gotta pay the light and the water. You gotta pay the light and the water. Shit, at least pay the cable bill. Cover the goddamn, you know, the apps. The only way that you can sit here and live and you ain't got to pay a bill is because, motherfucker, I'm worth millions to where you don't have to. But here's the point. Which is more important? Being happy, being with someone that loves you and you love them and you content and you are getting years underneath your belt, or you worried about what everybody think of your relationship? See, sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. And let's be real honest. Let's be real honest with ourselves. Why do you want the guy that makes the six figures, ladies? You'll say, because I deserve this, because I make this money, all this. But you're lying to yourself. You want to know the ultimate truth? You want to be able to brag to the next bitch. You want to be able to Instagram and all that shit. You're already able to Instagram with the money you got now, but you really want to show off, right? For the guys, why do you want the girl that's built like the IG model, BBLs, or she's built a certain way? Because you want to be able to talk shit to the next nigga. We do everything for the next person. We do everything for the next person's approval, not ourselves. Not ourselves. We care more about what the next person thinks than anything else. Because even with what Love Jones was saying, basically, she could have made that video about within 1 minute. Y'all care too much about what the next nigga think, the next bitch think. Like the question, if a guy asks a female, what does she bring to the table? Once again, I shouldn't even have to ask. I can see it. What the fuck? I'm just saying. What a man brings to the table, she should be able to see it. And to it, and like I said before, ultimately, y'all women will fuck a broke nigga in a heartbeat, especially if you want to fuck him and you find him attractive. You ain't even asking him about what he brings to the table. Shit, if he's bubblegum and good dick, you happy. And men, we the same way. But see, a lot of these motherfuckers cap because this is what they want. in their life, how they want it to be. And they want it to betray, like, they're getting that. Because when these females say this, here's the question. They don't never say, I got a man that does this for me. It's, yeah, men should do this. Men should do this. It's never my man does it. And then the sad part is the dude that they get that's like that, they treat him like shit. Just like the men, when they get the female that look a certain way, they treat them like shit. They end up cheating on them anyway. It's all bullshit. But it's great for entertainment, and y'all listen to it and fall for it every time. When it comes down to it, are you picking your mate because you feel this person is perfect for you? Are you picking your mate because you feel they're perfect for your friends? Or they're perfect for your mama and your daddy? Don't get it twisted. Some of y'all have terrible taste in men and women, and your boys see it and they try to warn you, but I ain't talking about those moments. To the OnlyFans, if your girl get an OnlyFans, oh, you worried about what the next nigga think. The dress thing I heard. These are little conversations. You worried about what the next nigga think. See, the reason why the female won't this boss nigga, this high value dude, worried about what they think. Because think about it, you had that cousin that went to the family unit that married rich, and she just loved rubbing it in your face. That's what y'all want. Like, one of my childhood friends, love him to death, Carl Mason. He has a reason to talk his shit, but yeah, he makes the point to rub in his face how rich his ass is. Stop playing. He may not even realize he's doing it. Then again, he might be doing it on purpose. I don't know. I didn't need to know that you were going to drive Ferrari to the pond. But I feel you though, nigga. I would do the same. Fuck what you heard. I love you. We do things for the next person's approval. And until we're honest with each other about that, we ain't going to be able to move forward on shit. Kanye goes crazy. Why? Because he wants the approval of the public. He wants respect. He wants all of this. So everything he did was to get big up. That is the actual secret to life. You do shit for the next, for you to get the next motherfucker to say, good job. Good work. You're a great one. Yeah. Love you. So there you go. That was my thought. That was my smoke this over moment for the week. So there you go. So you know how we end these things all day, every day, because I got to watch this damn ACC finals. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over.